Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Everyone is having an awesome day. Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties. Bear with me. I'm going to give you a blast from the past. Hold tight. Y'all, I am back. I am so sorry. We're having technical difficulties. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. You know, I'm sorry. As always, I want to tell my supporters, thank you for staying in my corner as my platform continues to build. And remember, y'all, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, your reality. All right, y'all, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation. Also, want to quickly say, if you know you got what it takes, Houston Power is looking for some good women to try out for the team. They're doing private tryouts. So if you want to check out the website at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com, only serious women need to apply and check it out. So, all right, y'all, did y'all vote today? Did y'all vote? You got it to 7 o'clock. The polls close at 7, so remember to vote to let your voices be heard. All right, last week on the show had Love & Hip Hop Mama D. Today on the show got legendary artist, got Kwame up in here today. Y'all, he dropped his new single. Gonna check it out. But before I get to that, y'all, had a lot of dirt, a lot of gossip just going on today, this week. What's up, MJ? Are you there?
I'm here.
Girl, I'm having technical difficulties going on. I said, what's going on today? I guess it's the weather.
She's doing a remix for real.
I know. Remix. Wiggle, wiggle. I think it's just the weather. That's all.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it is. The weather. Girl, let's drop it, child. I know you probably ain't seen a lot of stuff, but I would love hip hop in Hollywood, girl. It is getting so much comical. I don't know. I wonder if it's scripted or not with this Young Bird and Tierra stuff.
What, I mean, like, really, what's going on with that?
I think, you know what, I think Young Bird is just doing this to make her mad. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he really is doing it just to piss her off, to make Hazel mad. That's what I think.
He might be, but that's kind of childish. But, oh, well.
Yeah. Girl, but I don't know. What you think about Molly Mall and, what's her name, Masika? you think about them?
Oh, so are they back together or what?
No, they're not back together. See, he's back with what's the other lady, the other chick, the who mom's owns on the strip club. That's who he's with.
Oh, Nikki.
Nikki,
that whole triangle thing, and women fighting over men, that throws me off for real.
And girl, I don't know if did you see Masika and Bird taking pictures, snapshots together and posting
on Instagram? I'm like, that's out of order.
but Masika claimed that they were friends
according
before that.
To her, him and Hazel really didn't have no relationship, so.
Right.
I
that's
don't
what
know
she
how,
said.
That's your homegirl, though, so, I mean, you ain't supposed to do all that.
Well, I guess my thing is, if Masika was already friends with Bird before all of this, seemed like she would have possibly told Hazel, you know, me and him was cool once upon a time. He's still my homie, blah, 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 da, 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 you know, and left it at that.
Why you ain't disclose this information? Exactly.
Yeah, and then, you know, she pouring out her heart to her, letting her know everything. I was like, oh, I felt sorry for her, though.
And they're seeing on social media, okay.
Girl, I'm about ready to call Lil Fizz and say, hey, I got somebody for you that's ready to be a mama number two. I got my daughter over here. She liking Lil Fizz. I say Lil Fizz is this girl. I am mad at her. She is dogging him out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She is really dogging him out.
But, I mean, I guess he's not ready for that mama life.
Nah, I don't blame her. I don't blame her. You can't push nobody up on you with your child. Now, I understand his point, too. You know, since the child is living there, you kind of want to make sure that person is, you know, going to love your child the way you love your child. I mean, that's the only thing that I can see. I don't know.
Heck yeah. You want that person to reciprocate the love that you have for them. Heck no. You don't want nobody that don't have the same feelings as you do to your child in your house.
That's true. Well, enough of love and hip hop Hollywood. We got our Georgia Peaches. They gonna be coming back soon and with the new addition there.
Yep, they will be back.
Girl, that Claudia Jordan gonna get them a run for their money, baby.
Claudia ain't no joke, man.
She ain't playing with them. She is not playing with them. Then who is this other girl, Demetria McKinney? Who is she? Who wife is she?
I've heard the name before.
I don't know much about her, but I have heard her name before. Okay, well, that's going to be interesting. So their show comes out, next Monday?
Yeah, isn't that
something already? I know. And I'm just, I can't say flabbergasted behind Flex and Shanice's show. Now, their show was really reality. They had hit rock bottom, girl. Got all the people living in their house. That is real. That's real stuff right there.
Really? I'll catch it. I missed it this week, but I'm
going to
catch it next week.
Girl, I saw that. I was like, oh, MG. That was real talk right there.
It's sad because she can sing. She has a beautiful voice. And I guess, I don't know, Hollywood just, I don't know, they love her, but she is like a talented singer compared to what's out
there. That was it. Maybe now that she didn't fire her mom, maybe she'll get back out there, girl.
I don't know.
What else been going on?
I don't know how true this is, but they said Peter was arrested or something like that. I don't know how true that is, but they were saying that he might be involved with the whole Apollo thing.
Oh no!
Get more sources behind. Really, I need to see if TMZ has reported that before.
Oh my God! Girl, Peter gonna get locked up. Oh my Jesus! Girl, what's 50 gonna do without Peter?
Girl, who knows?
That's gonna be a mess. Oh Lord, I'm gonna research that. Did you hear about Mama June's situation? She loses her money with the honey boo boo salary.
Why is she even getting a check? If the show is canceled, the show is canceled. Why are you even getting a check? I don't get that at all. If we get fired, you're going to get unemployment. She need to get unemployment too.
That's going to be a mess, girl.
Well, I mean, if she's still dating this dude, then she is wrong on so many levels.
Girl, but I get, you know what? I didn't even know her and Sugar Bear had broke up.
I didn't either. That's the thing. But you know,
I was like, I thought everything was fun. But I guess start making them little coins and losing that weight. She just, I don't know. I guess it just got
mm-hmm.
the Well, all right, to my love. Thank you for rolling with me today. Stay out the weather.
You too.
All righty. That was my girl MJ. You know, we gotta give y'all a little dirt, a little gossip, some reality, and gonna drop a blast from the past. And when I come back, gonna have my Kwame up in here, Mr. Queen, dropping his new joint. So y'all definitely check that out. Hold tight. Be right back.
All right, we got a blast from the past.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Show, I got a hot artist straight out of Washington. Y'all, he coming for you. He's up and coming. Got some new joints that he's going to be releasing or a new single. He's going to tell you a little about it. Got Queen on the show today. What's up?
What's up, world? How you doing? Appreciate the time.
Tell us, listeners, a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What kind of music do you like? What's going on?
Well, I'm Queen, you know what I'm saying? I go by Legendary Queen, you know,
mm-hmm.
24 years of age, you know what I'm saying? The type of music that I like, man, I'm into the thug life music, that real life music, you know what I'm saying, that storytelling.
Okay.
It's real deep and real truth, you know?
Well, tell the listeners a little about what made you get into this industry? What was your inspiration to get into the music world?
I mean, with my inspiration was really, it came from Tupac, you know, I grew up a real Tupac fan, and I used to hear his music a lot, and he used to touch a lot of deep subjects that even I can relate to at such a young age,
mm-hmm.
and it made me just want to rap, and as I got older and started seeing the things that was going on in this world, me being from Washington, D.C., I did it first of what's going on in this country, you know what I'm saying, the good things and the bad things, started seeing the corruptness that was going on. I said, you know what, I want to use my words and my talent and try to make a change, you know, with music. I discovered that I have a way with words with people really, you know, saying they like my music and they hear me most when I'm rapping.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? Using my talent.
What do you have out now? You have any singles? You got any joints you released or what?
Well, I got a bunch of music on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can find me on YouTube at Queen or... You know what I'm saying? You could hit up my Instagram at Legendary Queen. But I got I got something out right now called Money and Power that I'm pushing, you know. It's a real deep message. It's a real deep track.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What does hip-hop mean to you?
I mean, to me, hip-hop is my life, man. It's everything that I stand for, represent, man. It's a way to really help us, you know, blacks in the poverty and the struggle, express ourselves. It gives us a way to express ourselves for our voice to be heard. It also helps us open doors. It gives us opportunities that a lot of people don't want to give us just by expressing ourselves with words and a pen and a paper. So therefore, that, you know what I'm saying, makes hip-hop my life. You know, I love it so much. You know, I'm dedicated to it. And, you know, I only want to be the best at it.
Right, right. Well, if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be?
Right now, man, I'm thinking of working with an artist. You know, everybody know my man, Lil Boosie, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lil Boosie.
That Thug Life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And T.I.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, couple good names, Eminem, you know what I'm saying? If I could, you know what I'm saying? But I really, really want to work with Lil Boosie, man.
Okay.
Kind of like number one on my list.
Have you reached out to Lil Boosie?
Not quite. I mean, I tried to reach out to him on Twitter. I talked to a manager too. That, you know what I'm saying? Tell me they do business with him, but
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't able to quite reach him. Yeah, hopefully that changes in the near future.
Okay.
Yeah, as well.
I'm gonna have to do a little tweeting and doing some little calling for you. See if I can get him to listen to this interview and see if I can make a connection for you.
Oh, I would gladly appreciate that.
Well, let me ask you this. For any upcoming artist that's trying to get out there, older, younger, whatever, they want to follow your footsteps, what words of wisdom or words of advice would you give them?
I would tell them, first, trust in God. No matter what, no matter how hard it gets, trust in God. Keep praying and keep the faith, you know, and if it's meant for you, it's going to happen, and keep pushing. Never let nobody tell you you can't do it or you're not good enough. You know, always practice at your talent and just keep pushing. That's the slogan, that's the quote of the day. Just keep pushing, keep doing what you're doing, and if you're dedicated and with faith from God, you will make
it. I like that. I like that from a young OG. And if you want to tell the listeners where to find you, your Twitter or any, like, the current projects you're working on, let them know again. What's your Instagram and they can hit you up?
Well, you can hit me up on Instagram at Legendary Quain. You know, LegendaryQuain, Legendary Quain, QUAINE. You can hit me up on Twitter at Legendary Quain. I want y'all to be on the lookout for that Mind Control mixtape I got coming out next month. It's set to be real bang. I got nothing but chocolate. I'm bringing all my SMT family. I'm bringing my movement, my group, my team. Soldiers Must Take Over.
All right. And
we here to, you know, change the way of life. You know, get it out here. It's time for the real people in the world to take over. All the soldiers, we're going to wash away with the fakes and the snakes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just working on that. I had that coming to y'all next month.
That's all right. Get it now. That's what I'm talking about. Well, thank you for taking time to interview with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And, you know, to all my soon-to-be fans out there, fans now, man, just stay tuned and, you know, get ready. I'm going to drop y'all all bangers. I promise to get nothing but good music, man, real life music.
All right. Again, that was Legendary Quain. So y'all definitely check him out. Let's support him on his music. Y'all follow him on Twitter. Hit him up on Instagram. And Lil Bootsy, I will be hitting you up soon.
Hope y'all enjoyed the interview. Y'all definitely check out his music. I love this little joint, y'all. He has Money and Power. And of course, he has a Mind Control mixtape. Gonna leave you with his jam. But before I do that, again, I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. And I will be back next week. Got a surprise for y'all, but you got to tune in so you can find out what the surprise is. I'm not going to tell you because I want you to listen. So, y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook at OpenTalk2. You got any ideas? You got a story you want to share? You want to be interviewed on the show? Hit me up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. And again, my independent artists, email me your MP3 submission so I can get them on the show. Also, again, the Houston Power is looking for some tough women that can take a hit. So if you love football, you know a little something about football, just come out. Check out the website, y'all, at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Check them out on Twitter. We've been tweeting. So check out our Twitter at Houston Power. So y'all follow us on Twitter as well with that as well. Yeah. Y'all get out the weather. And you for your people who didn't vote, y'all better get your butts out there and vote. So, all right, y'all, I'm leaving y'all with Kwame, Money and Power. It's for adult ears only. So, you know what that means. Got a little cussing in it, so check it out.
I got a hot artist straight out of Washington. Y'all, he coming for you. He's up and coming. Got new joint that he's going to be releasing or a new single. He's going to tell you a little about it. Got Queen on the show today. What's up?
What's up, world? How you doing?
Appreciate that. Tell us, listen a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What kind of music do you like? What's going on?
Well, I'm Queen, you know what I'm saying? I go by Legendary Queen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
24 years of age, you know what I'm saying? The type of music that I like, man, I'm into the thug life music, that real life music, you know what I'm saying?
Lego.